connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today. Moving to a national story to finish this post-election day. Last night, late, before departing Los Angeles, President Trump spoke with reporters saying that Iran and the United States are having, quote, very good talks. Things are moving along very nicely. President Trump said in the early morning hours this morning of August 5th that the United States and Iran have held very good discussions on a deal to reopen the Straits of Hormuz. However, warned that hard actions would take place if Tehran refused to open the waterway. The strait is going to be open very soon, or they're going to get hit very hard. President Trump said in the Fox News interview early this morning. Trump said the United States is prepared to launch a tremendous attack against Iran. He said this attack would be the biggest since World War II. He warned such major strikes could occur if Iran backed out of the negotiations final settlement once again. The hard hit is yet to come, and hopefully we won't have to use it. I hope we won't have to. We're having very good discussions, and they don't like to admit that. But, you know, it's a little bit disconcerting. We tell people we're having wonderful discussions, and then some guy comes out and says, Iran, well, we have not met. We have not talked. We have not participated. Well, President Trump says, frankly, that's just a lie. Trump told reporters before departing Los Angeles, talks with Iran were moving along very nicely, and the outcome would be known within 48 hours. When asked specifically about the Strait of Hormuz, Trump said the waterway could reopen tomorrow or the next day, meaning today or tomorrow. Noting that a lot of progress has been made in the U.S.-Iran talks, but did not elaborate on any of the details. Well, on Monday, August 3rd, Iran denied that they were even holding talks with the United States, saying its current talks are instead with Oman, and they are discussing a new shipping route through the Strait of Hormuz. According to, of course, the Iran state-run news agency. They put out, we are currently having no negotiations directly with the United States. Instead, we are working in consultation with Oman to determine a route for vessel traffic through the Strait of Hormuz and hoping to get that done at the earliest opportunity, said the Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson. Spokesperson said Iran and Oman were seeking to establish as quickly as possible a temporary shipping route to ensure safe navigation through the narrow waterway. Describing the discussions as being bilateral talks, strictly between Iran and Oman. The United States and Iran clashed over freedom of navigation in the Straits of Hormuz, which is a vital route for global oil and gas shipments. Tehran has insisted that ships use the northern shipping lane while opposing the southern passage, where it has periodically attacked ships and therefore has made it unsafe for vessels. Well, Trump said that any deal reached with Iran must guarantee that Tehran cannot develop nuclear weapons and ensure total freedom of navigation in the Straits of Hormuz. Two nations signed a preliminary agreement way back in June, but that ceasefire collapsed on July 7th, where President Trump declared it over and ordered strikes after accusing Iran of attacking ships in the waterway. Iran's armed forces retaliated by attacking Middle Eastern nations, where they host United States military bases. Strikes lasted for 13 consecutive days before Trump ordered a pause to allow negotiations to be reinstated. U.S. military later renewed attacks after Tehran attempted more missile attacks on U.S. force bases in the Middle East. Trump said on August 2nd, he had called off major U.S. strikes after Gulf allies persuaded him that a deal with Iran was imminent. Here's the problem. First of all, we don't even know who is representing Iran at this point. Number one. Number two, we don't even know if any deal that is negotiated will be kept. President Trump, 6 weeks basically from today, absentee ballots start going out. You cannot be in a situation where the midterm elections, voting begins, and we end up with these same gas prices we have today. Even though the stock market set a record yesterday, Dow Jones over 54,000 points. Highest number ever in the history of the Dow Jones. S&P 500, NASDAQ up as well. That might be good for the stock market, but it doesn't change the fact that we're getting hurt at the gas pump. And if you don't do something and do something soon to end this once and for all and force these prices to come down, it's going to hurt Republicans in November. Whether you like it or not, Mr. President, these prices cannot go on this high. This is a tax on the working people, the tax on everybody in this country. Gas prices now ranging almost up to $4.40, $4.50 a gallon. California, $6.50. They had a $2 tax on any petroleum products sold in the state of California. That is a state tax. Gavin Newsom could eliminate it or temporarily suspend it, but he's not going to do that. I can't even fathom paying $6.50 a gallon, but California has been doing it for a long time. But if things don't change, Mr. President, I'm sorry, you're hurting the Republican election in the midterm election in November. I know you're saying you're doing the right thing, but enough is enough. It's time to end this once and for all. Whoever the quote-unquote leadership is in Iran, they need to be removed. And for the life of me, I cannot figure out why the people, the 90 million people of Iran, has not stand up to this Iranian guard. They're weakened. They need to be removed. They need to take their country back. And these attacks, Mr. President, that you're talking about, the biggest since World War II, where are you going to target? Bridges, electrical power, what? I think enough time has been given. You've been played long enough by these people. Oman, UAE, Saudi Arabia, whoever is telling you to pause the negotiations, the attacks, I should say, to provide for negotiations. It's time for a decision, Mr. President. It's time for action. If you're going to, in fact, decapitate, like you mentioned the other day, the head of this Iranian guard, it needs to be done. Stop playing games. Time to act. We get this deal done once and for all. We give the country back to the Persian people. We set up whatever temporary government we need to do to help them get through this. The price of oil drops. The price of gas and diesel drops. It will definitely help you in the November election. If not, it could cost us everything. El Sayed could be a United States senator. They could take back the House, the Senate, and immediately start impeachment proceedings against you. Kamala Harris wanting to restate her new found energy for 2028. We're going to talk about that. Final segment of today's show. Exposing the game plan before the election, being called out by Democrat consultants yesterday. Wait till you hear what Kamala Harris wants to run on for president in 2028. She's already laying her agenda out there. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment wrapping up this national story. President Trump having to deal with Iran once and for all. It's got to happen this week. This cannot continue. This cannot go on. Something has got to happen. Either you open up the Straits of Hormuz or you don't. You got to put an end to this ongoing nightmare happening in Iran, and you got to do it now, Mr. President, before absentee ballots start going out on September 19th. But also, as a precursor to 2028, Kamala Harris speaking at an event basically laid out her campaign platform. She's running on the fact that she, as the Democrat candidate for president in 2028 against J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio or whoever the Republicans come up with, they want to eliminate the Electoral College. National popular vote. Whoever wins it wins the White House. She also announced that they need to push to expand the United States Supreme Court from 9 justices to 13. With her as the Democratic president appointing the 4 new Supreme Court justices. Also, statehood for Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico, which would be Democrats, providing for 4 new U.S. senators and over 40 U.S. congressmen to represent those 2 new states, Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. 52 states is what Kamala Harris is talking about. This bold new platform, it's nothing new. These ideas have been floated around for a long time. She thinks, though, that this will give her the edge up on the other candidates that will be running. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. Some are even talking about Jennifer Granholm potentially getting into it. However, she can't because she's from Canada. But she wants to be back in the cabinet. This alliance between Granholm and Whitmer coming out and endorsing Haley Stevens, I think, is the direction where Whitmer's going to take this. The only problem is Kamala Harris talking about these far-left progressive ideas as being part of her campaign. We'll watch it. We'll see where this goes. But that is the next race that is going to be a major turnout for president in 2028. But I'm going to caution Republicans for this November. We did not do a good job in getting people out to vote yesterday. Voting early via absentee ballots did not work. 21.8% of our registered voters voted both Democrat and Republican side yesterday. Basically, one out of four people who are registered to vote didn't bother. Folks, that cannot happen on November 3rd. If absentee voting is going to be the way it is, we've got to get people registered on those lists to get absentee ballots early because they start going out in 6 weeks. You have to understand that this is something that, based on the calendar, 45 days of early voting, clerks will have those ballots prepared and they will start going out on September 19th. That is the schedule for that Saturday after 6 weeks from today. So we're going to get this done. It's all going to come on to turnout. And the race is going to be a lot of money, a lot of TV, a lot of mailers, a lot of radio, a lot of advertising. Question's going to be, who's more energized, the Democrats or the Republicans? And the other question is going to be, which way are the independents going to go? Are they going to vote for the Republican ticket or are they going to vote for the Democrat ticket? Because that is a huge voting block of people here in the state of Michigan. Consultants and many people believe 30% Republican, 30% Democrat, 40% independents actually now make up the voting public in our state. We got to start talking to those people and making sure they understand the stark difference between the two, what their agenda is and what they want to accomplish. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber.